Blog Talk Radio.
Today is Thursday, April 17th, 2014, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Thursday greetings to you, and thanks for tuning in today to this special segment of Foxology Today. I am hoping to inspire you with one entrepreneur story, and actually it's the idea and concept behind a lot of very successful creative mind. Who would have thought it? One day you just think you're having fun doing what you love, but then and when someone sees what you do, they love it too. Wow. Well, you could find that your fun can turn into a very lucrative financial opportunity, and such is the case with my guest today, Alexa Holdsworth, founder of Lexi Wynn Designs. She's going to share her story and offer an exciting business opportunity to us as well. She's doing her thing, and she's doing it well. You know why? Because she has got it in the bag, literally. Welcome, Alexa.
Hi, Silver. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm glad to have you. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy business day to share about your story. I love what you're doing. I love when I see your ads come through on Facebook, because you have the most colorful stuff for the most part, and I love that. I just think, who wouldn't want their day brightened by items like this? So I'm going to ask you about that in just a minute, because there's certainly so many various color themes and schemes that you go with, but you really have a wonderful array of very brilliant colors in what you do. But I want to find out first, Alexa, from you. You had the skill and craft of doing this. How did that, when did that start? Were you a real young person when you started designing?
No, I was young when I learned how to sew, and I grew up working with a mom and dad who did a small business making custom window draperies. So I had that background in the back of my upbringing, and when I decided I wanted to stay home after I had my children, I was trying to find something that would use that talent of sewing that I had. I didn't really intend for it to turn into a, you know, what it is today, but I thought it would be fun to do something creative and use some fabrics that I had. And it wasn't until I was, you know, over, you know, in my 30s that I didn't actually start doing the business, but I did learn how to sew at a very young age.
So your mom and dad were actually creating or custom draperies in their business? Is that how you kind of got your interest, or did your mom actually start teaching you how to do the craft as well?
You know, not really. She I was always an observer. I remember, you know, back in the day when she first started her business, it was in our basement. And I would always go down there and play around on her machines after she was done using them. And I would make aprons and, you know, things like that, pillows, little crafts. And then as I became a teenager, that was not interesting to me anymore. And so I put it aside and watched my parents grow their business. They moved out of our house and into a storefront. And so it wasn't really something that I focused on, as I was really focusing on my activities that I had going on at the time. So, yeah, it was just one of those things where when I decided to do the custom bags, it just kind of happened on my own. But I think the idea always was in the background because of my parents' custom drapery. I think that kind of helped me have that idea for the bags.
I think it's interesting that you say you decided you would just start making aprons and pillows, as if everybody knows how to do that.
Right.
I think it's cute that you said that, because I'm thinking, okay, what she's not saying is that, yes, that's that creative sewing gene. She's got that creative sewing gene, because everybody can't do that. If someone asked me to make maybe I could pull off a pillow. You know, I might make something that looks like an apron, but not just as a teenager. And so I think that or a young person, I think that's kind of cool, mm-hmm. that you had an instinct or a gift for that at that time. And so I'm just curious, what did you do with the pillows and aprons at that time? Do you remember?
I gave them away as gifts, Christmas presents, to my relatives.
All right. Well, then they must have looked pretty cool. So
I can't really remember what
really
they looked
great.
Like, but it was fun. Yeah.
Well,
it was fun.
I hear you say that you know, as time went on, you kind of lost you know, because life happened and you went on with other things. At what point did the whole idea of creating your own handbags come to you, or did you start with something else and then you found that the handbag industry was one that seemed made more sense to you?
Well, I was trying to follow the footsteps of my mom. I was taking little jobs for friends, doing pillows, back to the pillows, and I did decide to start doing some slip covers for friends and myself. So I noticed that I had this weird talent of doing custom slip covers, where you really had to have the piece of furniture in your house, you know, in your possession in order to make this custom slip cover. And I just found it really interesting and challenging in a fun way. And so then I just started to, for my own self, just like, I have some extra fabric. I think it'd be fun to just make a bag, I just one day just decided to make a handbag for whatever reason. I just didn't feel like buying one, and I thought it'd be fun. So I did show someone, and they said, oh, you know, and I just, through that, just encouragement. The funny story is I was just so nervous about, you know, having anyone pay me for them. So I had these babysitters, and they were like, oh, can you make me a purse? And I'm like, sure, I'll trade you babysitting for a purse. So I made these high school girls' purses for babysitting, and that kept me and my husband on date nights for a while.
That's a good thing. That was smart thinking.
Great
trade-off. That's kind of
how I got started. Yeah.
That is amazing. And so when you began your designs, was there a particular type that you were looking at? When you designed something for that a teenager likes it, I got to hear what that looked like.
Well, they were back in 2006 when I started my business, maybe the year before that actually, the hobo style was really popular, the long crossbody hobo style.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just this very slouchy, unstructured purse. So they were simple. They had a zipper. And then I started to have friends who weren't teenagers who wanted them, so I needed to change it into more structured purses. And I came out with about 5 styles, and a couple of them I still use. But the slouchy hobo I'm not using anymore. And maybe she'll make a reoccurrence one day, but you know, the styles and fashions change. So I do try to have styles for young girls still. You know, they like, you know, they still like the long book bag type bags or maybe a little clutch. Some people just prefer to have a little hand clutch who are younger. But everybody's different. Everybody likes, you know, so many different, everybody's so unique, and people like, you know, satchels or totes or big bags, little bags. So it's really fun to try to think of what everyone wants to carry.
So you started at home, Alexa. You know, it's easy to see that part of the story. But there was a wonderful progression, I think. At some point, your husband got involved, too. Tell us about that.
Well, my husband was, at the time, he was in transition. And he was in the middle of getting his MBA, and we decided to write a business plan together. So as time went on, we began to see this as a scalable opportunity. If we were to hire design consultants, who are our people who sell our products, then we could scale it up. You always have to think about, when you're starting a business, can we scale this up? And so through the business plan, we got some investors, and then I needed to hire some employees to help me sew the bags. So at that point, I needed to move the business out of my house. So that was a really big step, and that happened right around 2007 or 2008. So I've really only been out of my house for about 4 years now.
Mm-hmm. And what's your venue like now as far as purchasing? I know that they can see things very easily online. Do you also operate a brick-and-mortar store?
We do. We have a little space in Libertyville, Illinois, which is north of Chicago. And we're not on the main strip. It's kind of tucked in, kind of secret area that we're happy to show off, where you can come and design your purse. Most people design their purses through parties, home parties, and I have really talented design consultants who have so much fun helping their clients and friends design custom bags where they get to choose the purse style, and then we have about 80 fabrics that people can select from, and not just fabrics, we also do faux leather and leather. That's really fun for everyone to find something they like. And then all the orders come back into my storefront area, and I have a nice manufacturing place here in Libertyville. And I employ six operators who work really hard to, and every bag is more beautiful than next. We're only getting better with our manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. Can you go over that plan again so that anybody who wants to look at a custom design, what they actually have to do? Because I think involved in all of that process is kind of a unique opportunity for women as well.
Yeah, it's, you know, it right now getting a Lexi Wynn purse is not really that easy, because it is a touch and feel kind of a product, and you really want to see the fabrics and the styles before you make your choices. So we have design consultants in several locations, and their job is to book parties with hostesses. And then once you host a party, you need to select your style if you're a client, and then you would look at the fabrics, and you would decide which fabrics you want. And if you're a hostess, you get a portion of the proceeds goes towards your bag, and it's really fun. You can get one or two free bags out of it usually. And as far as the design consultants, we're really trying to expand our team of ladies who are looking for an extra opportunity to make some, you know, fun money. And we really would think that there's great opportunities. You can either own the kit and you can get a tiered commission based on how much you bring in, or you could lease the kit and get a flat commission. So there's lots of fun. And if you want to make some extra money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that's probably interesting to a lot of people. I want to reflect on something that you said as far as it's not easy to get the bag. Of course, you know, as women, when we buy anything, we want the easier, the better. But
yeah.
I guess what I think in terms of what you're saying is that because of the exclusivity of it and because of the uniqueness of it and because you can design your own bag, it just makes it a little bit more of a process mm-hmm. than a difficulty. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Yeah. One of our goals is to try to make it easier. One way is to get more design consultants out there so that you can call our company and we can say, oh, you need, you know, I'll have this girl call you, and she lives right by you. Another way is to possibly add an e-commerce idea of purchasing online. Sometimes people who like us on Facebook, you can see something you like, and we love talking to clients on the phone and helping them pick things out that they've seen on Facebook. You can go to our website, and you can also get in touch with us that way. The e-commerce strategy would be great because then we could just, you know, design on the internet. I think that's down the road a little bit, but our goal this year is to really make it easier for women, because we really think we are one of the only companies who are doing what we're doing. We're making custom creations out of fabric and leather and faux leather bags. We're manufacturing in the United States, which is currently really difficult to do affordably.
Mm-hmm.
And we're selling directly to the customer. We're not wholesaling them to anyone. So you get, if you're the client, you get the most value out of your, when you pay for that item. So
mm-hmm.
we're really excited about what we're doing and hope that we can continue to grow and just get ladies what we just think it's so special.
Well, since you are in the fashion industry, do you see yourself expanding to any other types of opportunities under the Lexi Nguyen name?
Sometimes I think it'd be great if, you know, if somebody were to look at our company and see some potential there. But my main goal right now is just to increase our revenue, increase our exposure, so that people can experience the custom creations that we're doing. Once you get your, you know, your hands on a bag and you get to like express yourself through that avenue, it's just so much fun. It opens doors to fun conversation starters. It's just a lot of fun carrying a bright bag that really expresses who you are. So I would love to just continue to focus on, you know, streamlining our manufacturing, increasing our sales team. Obviously, it would be great if we got noticed by bigger companies, but then you kind of lose control too. So we love being small and lean and just trying to get the best value for our customers.
Well, just before you said that, I was about to say you'd be a perfect candidate for Shark Tank, but if you're trying to keep it small, no.
Everybody's telling me
small.
I need to do that. Yes, Shark Tank would be interesting, but a lot of people think that would be fun. I'm sure they'd probably, you know, beat me up on that show.
Well, you know what? It certainly would not hurt to try, but I watch the show frequently, and you really do sound like a perfect candidate for a couple of them that are there weekly, the ladies particularly Lori, who is on has QVC, and so I'm just definitely consider that. You can go online. They have been soliciting for the last few weeks for people to come on. So
yep.
And so I think you would be great. And when you say you would stay small, I'm thinking I'd rather be rich than small. I don't know. You know, when you get
one
with people like
time,
that.
Right?
Yeah, when you get with people like that who think like that, you know, it's a whole other level in ball game. So I really hope that you will do that. So let's find out how people need to reach out who are wanting to let's list a couple of things for you. Buy a bag. Let's say they've seen seen your ads, and I've shared it a couple of times, and it's, of course, on the show page, and they just want to buy a bag. Let's say that they would like to become one of your team members.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would they do then? And then, you know, give us your website and all of that information as well, and anything else you'd like to tell us. Perhaps those who may be listening in your area might want to know your location, because I don't think that's on the information that I had.
Sure. Well, the easiest way to get in touch with us is through our website or through Facebook. We have a great Facebook page, Lexi Wynn Designs. If you like it, then you will see many things that we post daily on our wall. You can message us, and we get right back to you. Also, you could go on our website, LexiWynn.com, LexiWynn.com, and you can also send us an email through that and contact us if you're interested in purchasing a bag, or if you're interested in hosting a party, or if you're interested in being part of our team. And we will get right back to you. We have an interview process and just some fun questions to ask and to see if you'd make a great person that would represent our company. And we would just love to just grow our team. That is our main goal right now, besides
mm-hmm.
increase our sales.
So Go right ahead. No, finish up.
Our location is in Libertyville, Illinois, and we're right behind the downtown area. It's the address is 700 First Street, and it's in downtown Libertyville, Illinois.
Okay. I was going to ask you to describe what will happen. Let's say someone listening calls and they say, I'm interested in that business opportunity. What I heard you say you're going to interview them and all of that, but if they're in a different town, if they're in a different state, how do they set their business up? Because they actually have to have product in order to have people view it. So do they need to purchase product from you? Do you offer them a special pricing to be able to do that? Do you help them with the hosting? Do they have to create their own invitations? Or what? How instrumental are you in the process of their success?
You can be as successful as you want. We have several options. The best way to invest in your business, because our team are business owners, they would need to invest in a kit. And we have tiers of kits. You can invest in a starter kit, or you can do smaller increments of how much you want to invest. They're very discounted. They're your bags. And then you would get, based on your income, based on the revenue, you would get a tiered commission. We are not like a lot of companies that do downline sales. We are these products are not marked up, you know, in order to pay for a lot of things. They're manufactured locally, so most of the price of the bags are put into our cost of the bag. So we're not manufacturing them overseas and then charging a lot. They are expensive, but they're beautiful and worth the investment. So that's what you would do. You would start your business that way. We're also doing something where you can lease a kit, and you can decide to borrow a kit. And those are details that we'd love to talk to you about, too. Maybe if you're not ready to invest but you want to give it a try, you can do that, too. And that is a straight commission. There's no tiered commission on that. So, and we do have numerous design consultants who are friends of ours now, who live all over the country that do business with us. And we have all the tools that you need that to have a successful business that we would give you access to.
That's awesome. That is really, really wonderful. Well, I am wondering about a couple of things before I wrap up this conversation, because I'd like to offer some motivation and inspiration to anybody who listens in to this show from the guests. And you're doing something so fabulous and so fun. But I'm wondering, like any other business, so you've been doing this now for some years. Typically, there are some rough spots and places that, you know, are real aha moments for you. How did you handle that when that happened? Did you ever feel like, okay, maybe I should just go back to giving these away?
Definitely. Yeah, you know, I think sometimes people start businesses before they realize that it's going to be a whole lot harder than you thought, and that's probably not a bad thing because then you probably would never do it in the first place. So that was to my favor. I really didn't expect it to be so difficult, but that is also kind of, I think, what's really helped make me into a stronger person with greater character, is just kind of having to dig deep into persevering. You know, when it appears that you're successful, it's probably been because there's been a couple of years of a lot of blood, sweat, and tears put into it before it became successful. So, you know, even now we're always trying to grow and increase, you know, our mm-hmm. our company. So it's there's really never a coasting time. You always have to continue to stretch yourself and figure out how to change and grow with our, you know, economy and our ever-changing strategies of sales, that you're trying to keep up with the big companies that are doing such great jobs marketing their companies, and you're just a little guy, so you have to figure out what's the most economic way to market yourself. And so it's very challenging, but I think, you know, on those days you just have to dig deep and say, why did I do this? And we really love what we're doing. I feel like every woman needs to experience creating something. Maybe you're not excited about creating. Maybe that's not your talent. You know, you can't imagine painting a picture or doing something creative, but we're trying to make it easy for you so that you can still experience the joy of creating something without having to build it from scratch. And it's just so much fun. Then you get this gorgeous bag that really expresses who you are, instead of, you know, something that you just purchased that's kind of, you know, maybe not so much fun to carry. So
yes.
I think, you know, I just keep focusing on, why did I start this company? You know, why is this fun? I love working with my employees here, providing opportunities for them to provide for their family. So it's just something that I'm really determined to make work, because I just think what I have going is special, it's unique, and it's really something that we need to continue to pursue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is really some true motivation to share, Alexis, and it's an absolutely beautiful product line that you have.
Thanks.
And also a lovely business opportunity. And so I'm hoping that people who listen to this show will see the value in that. I want to thank you so much for sharing your business with us today, and I surely know that you're in for a lot more excitement, and I'm going to just keep my fingers crossed too that you'll make it in front of those sharks, because I think it's I think
Thanks,
it's going to land you in the true land of milk and honey. I really do. I think it's going to be phenomenal.
Thank you.
So
thank you.
I want to thank you too for being my special guest. I really think those of you who listen to Foxology today are just the bestest people in the entire world. So thank you for hanging in there with me for another show. I hope you'll take this information and use it to your own value. Again, it's Lexi Nguyen Designs, and if you don't remember the website, all you have to do is Google it. Look for her on Facebook, and you will learn all that you need to know. In the meantime, I'll look forward to chatting with you again on Monday with another guest, and I hope you enjoy this special weekend, those of you that are going to be worshiping over the Easter holiday, and I hope that you have a special holiday, and those of you that will be relaxing and resting, I wish you well with that too. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much again for listening.